Remarks of the President, Oneida, New York, 10 October 1952.
Harry S. Truman.
I'm certainly happy to be back in your good city again this afternoon, and I want to thank that band for coming out again like they did when I was here in 1948. You remember I held the train for the band before? They were very nice to me when I stopped here 4 years ago. Now I realize that this area has a reputation for being pretty strongly Republican, but I think we ought to be able to make a lot of converts to the Democratic faith this year. If you vote Democratic, you can count on continuing to have a government that is in the interest, in your interest, in your, and for your welfare. I hope you vote to send the good Democrats down to Washington to represent you there. The candidate for senator who was just introduced to you by Senator Lehman, John Cashmore, is a wonderful man. I've known him a long time. And I know that Dr. Wilson will give you the right sort of reputation in the Congress. Nationally, the Democratic ticket is headed by two of the best men who ever ran for president and vice president, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. Adlai Stevenson has made a wonderful record as governor of Illinois, and I know he will make a great president. He will fight for the plain people of the country, and he will see to it that this is the kind of country you want to live in and want your children to grow up in. The most important thing of all is that Governor Stevenson is a man of peace. You know, the President of the United States has the most important job in the world. He has more to do with whether or not we shall have peace in the world than any other individual in the world. These are critical times we're going through because the danger of communist aggression threatens us with another world war. It will take all our wisdom and courage and patience and a lot of hard work to avoid an all-out war. Governor Stevenson understands these things. If you've been listening to his speeches, you know that he has met the foreign policy issues frankly and honestly. He's not been hiding behind vague generalities. Nobody wants war. And the Republican candidate is no exception. He doesn't want war either. But in this struggle for peace, we have to have more than good intentions. A military life is great training. But it is good training for only one thing, and that's training for war and the preparation for war. It's not training in the ways of preventing war. That has always been the job of the civilian head of the government of the United States. The President of the United States, in his capacity as chief executive and in his capacity as commander-in-chief, makes the policies of the United States that can lead to either peace or war. He is the man, for example, who has to decide whether or not to use the atomic bomb. You want to be careful to get a man on that job who can stand up under pressure. Since the Republican candidate started running for president, he has been yielding to some strange advice on foreign policy. He has said some things about liberating foreign peoples that could get us into serious, very serious trouble if they were followed through to their logical conclusions. He has also said some rash and foolish things about big cuts in the defense spending, which would cripple our armed forces and our allies. He seems to have swallowed Senator Taft's whole foreign policy in the guise of a budget cut. I'm not altogether sure that he knows the significance of what he's been saying, and that makes it worse. We cannot afford to have a president who is careless about things like this. I've worked for peace for 7 long years. I want world peace above everything else in the world, and I'm sure that you feel the same way about it. No man can promise you peace with absolute certainty, but I believe with all my heart our best chance for world peace lies with the election of Adlai Stevenson. So I say to you, for your own welfare here at home, for the good of your great state, and for the welfare of this great country of ours, you should go to the polls on election day and vote the Democratic ticket. You must be sure and register before tomorrow's deadline. Register tomorrow so that next November 4th, you can go out and vote for Adlai Stevenson of Illinois for president. Thank you very much.